Some of Zimbabwe's white farmers whose farms were forcefully taken during the land reform program say they're encouraged by what they see as action by the government to make good on its promise to compensate them for their property. Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa reinforced his commitment to compensate the farmers at a meeting in Harare recently with former commercial farmers, resettled black farmers, non-governmental organizations, and Western ambassadors. Compensating the white farmers is part of the obligation Zimbabwe has to meet to qualify for financial assistance from such lenders as the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank. Chinamasa, however, said compensation will be largely dictated with government's ability to raise the money.
I don't think we can start talking now about which way to go, whether left or right or forward, unless we know the figure. Once we know the figure, and I think that we then enter into the next round of discussions, which is what are the modalities for payment? And on that, I'm committed. Government is committed.
An estimated 3,500 white farmers were kicked off their land when President Robert Mugabe authorized the land grabs, which many say led to the devastation of the country's agricultural base, turning Zimbabwe into an importer of even the most basic staples, as opposed to being the exporter it once was. Several white farmers were killed in the process, and thousands of black farm workers were displaced as well. Gilbert Laurie was evicted from his farm in 2002. He says he's encouraged by Chinamasa's assurances.
Where land is just taken away from you, and people move on a daily basis, and that you have got no recourse to the law, and that there's been no compensation coming forward. I think it's, for me, a start of a process here. I hope to see outcome of this workshop.
Some of the various ways that Minister Chinamasa has said the government could raise the compensatory money include government issuance of treasury bills and the controversial imposition of a land levy on the indigenous Zimbabweans who are now farming. The call for the black farmers to now compensate the white farmers through a levy or tax has not been applauded by all. Among those is farmer Edward Tome, who says they can barely make ends meet, let alone pay an extra levy.
I've got a problem with that. This is akin to government disempowering its own people. Because if you give back the land to the people, you don't tax the people in order to pay the thief who stole the land yesterday.
All agricultural land in Zimbabwe is owned by the government, and at present, farmers have no legal claims on their farms, which they say has made banks reluctant to extend loans to buy fertilizers, seed and chemicals so they can raise output. But the government says it will imminently grant the leases. Reporting for Studio 7 from Washington, this is Ndimyake Mwakalielie.